All right, so many.
Today's the rundown.
I just learned
it is May 30th. It is brought to you by Mott & Bow. These are jeans. I must spell the URL twice. MOTTANDBOW.com. MOTTANDBOW.com. Use the code RUNDOWN2017. You'll get 20% off your first order. Mott & Bow sells high-quality jeans at a fair price. Normally, jeans this good, $200. Mott & Bow sells them for half that, for about $100. So you want $200 quality jeans like everyone's wearing, you can get them for $100, save some money. Use the code RUNDOWN2017. You get 20% off Mott & Bow, MottandBowJeans.com. Okay, into the topics today. Kathy Griffin leading it off. So she did like a fake beheading of Donald Trump. Everyone's talking about it. Then she did this like somber apology about it.
Hey everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line, then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, gonna ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
I mean, she's Kathy Griffin. It's big news, but isn't this, I feel like this is what Kathy Griffin does, right? I mean, I don't even know why.
Kathy sucks.
She does suck.
It's funny plays, and this wasn't funny. It's a term going around right now. I think this was just like stupid shock value. And then what's really bad is did you see the behind the scenes?
Yeah,
where she says, me and the artist are not afraid to make noise.
My name is Kathy Griffin. I'm shooting with Tyler Shields, who is wildly talented. This is fake blood, just so you know. I won't give away what we're doing, but Tyler and I are not afraid to do images that make noise.
It's like, well, clearly you are, because you made noise and you backtracked. So if you want to stir the pot and be controversial, fine, but you can't back down when that's exactly what happens.
The big news is, too, that Kathy Griffin worked for CNN. Did anyone know that?
No, I didn't know that.
CNN was like, we fired Kathy Griffin. It's like, you didn't need to tell us that. We didn't know she worked there.
Currently?
Yeah,
right now?
Right. Like, CNN could have easily just avoided being part of this story by just never saying anything.
Kathy Griffin's the one, I don't know why I'm having a mental block, but she is in the Seinfeld when they're heckling each other, right? That's her?
Yes.
That's pretty much her claim to fame. That's actually, I think, like her in real life.
I feel like she's one of those...
She's Andy Dick, except a female.
Yeah, yes. That's perfect.
Every few years, like, she's got a pilot that's out there, and then it fails after, like,
they're,
two shows.
Andy Dick and her are, like, becoming
they're
each
the
other.
They're the same. They look like each other, kind of, too. Yeah. So, I don't know. That was a
probably can't story. Behead the president. That's probably a bad idea.
What's that?
Beheading the president, even in, like, effigy, that's probably not good.
Yeah, they look just as stupid as the people they like to claim are stupid.
Right,
the Republican,
stick to your passive-aggressive
and
tweets.
And it was like a pretty aggressive beheading.
Yeah, using... she's holding in the blood.
Yeah. Not
yeah.
And I do love the Donald being like, my 11-year-old son is very upset by this. Like, fuck out of here.
And
but
also,
it plays good.
Have we figured out, I saw that, you've been kind of out of the loop. If you haven't paid attention, it was hard getting off Nantucket. But Kanefi, whatever that word he did.
Kofefi?
Does anyone know what that means
yet?
I think he was trying to say coverage. Because he said, despite unfair press.
Oh, it's just like he got spell checked.
Yeah.
But the story was that he didn't tweet again, and he left it up for like 15 hours. It was
like
just like he tweeted it, like it screwed up, and then went to bed.
Don't delete tweets.
And it just went, you know, everyone obviously. I realize, though, the moment where that stops being funny is when all the people start putting it as their names on Twitter. And you're like, okay, this is
I missed it in real time. I woke up. Within 12 minutes, I was like,
"I thought it was a real word." I was just catching up on everything, and I thought it was actually a real word. So, Schefter's workout, I did. It's like, it sounded like a real word.
Confefe.
It was like you thought it was
use
like
it in
some
a sentence.
Yeah, you thought it was like NATO or something.
I thought
yeah,
it was
like
some French, like je ne sais quoi, like some sort of French word.
Confefe.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced it's not Adam Schefter doing this workout. His curls for the girls going around. I think this is part of, I actually think we're going to see more of this from ESPN.
Correct.
Which is trying to humanize their people and make them kind of, I don't want to say barstalize them, but that's sort of like, I'm not saying that's what, they're not sitting there being like, we're going to barstalize people, but I think that's what they're kind of going to try
internet.
To do.
All of the internet. Everyone in every spot in the internet is going to try to start doing that.
Yeah. So what'd you think? He's your boy.
And this might sound like being a hater, but like if Adam, he's in shape, first of all. Second, if he's in that good of shape, he's not working hard enough.
What do you mean?
Like, if he's got that much time to go to the gym, like, we don't go to the gym.
That's like that girl, which we'll get into later, who started on the Rihanna, which we'll talk about the Rihanna blog. This caused a little bit of controversy, but that one girl said, do you see that tweet? When she's like, it's ironic that all the Barstool guys are super ugly and gross and making fun of somebody.
Because we work hard. Don't have time for the gym. That's what I've convinced
myself. That's where Gross Dave came
from,
right? I mean, that's
Schefter's getting
said for
beat.
Years.
Yeah. He gets beat by Rappaport.
Yeah, you
Maybe
know what is funny?
Stop
this
doing
this
these,
is
like,
the guy who can't take his phone away even when he's on live TV, but then all of a sudden he can do this workout.
Right, that's
a hard workout.
Dude, that workout was impressive. That was an impressive workout.
And he was trying to joke, but he was dead serious about it.
Yeah, like he wanted to look good and strong.
Right,
but
like he was very, very, very serious about it.
But seriously, that's a guy who goes to the gym every single day for at least an hour.
At
least maybe you miss a couple of scoops from that, Shefty. I'm just saying.
Mix an Adderall, you'll be in shape fine. What do you
do? Drugs.
Yeah, great, like I haven't worked out at all in 20 years.
Just get an eating disorder and you're good to go.
In 20 years, I was actually in Nantucket and it was like, do you want to go to the beach and walk? It's like, no. Like, I'll sit here and fucking just sit here.
That's sitting is always better than going somewhere.
Anything on Schefter?
It was just a hard fucking workout.
Yes.
That thing with the leg side to side, I was like, damn.
Do you like, I remember that time we saw him in the Super Bowl and you made me almost crash.
I jumped out of the cab.
Sprinted out.
To get a
and
picture.
And went after him. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Schefter, I think.
You're not?
Nah.
Oh, I thought he was on that, like,
he unblocked
Rovell
me.
Level where...
He unblocked me, because remember Matthew, he did the whole thing,
oh,
like...
Oh, definitely not Rovell level.
No. Rovell has a little self-awareness. I don't
no,
think
wait,
Schefter
has any.
No,
he was one of your
any.
Guys.
No, he's one of my guys, but he never... Rovell was one of my guys, and then Rovell, like, got
bit.
The self-awareness to be
yeah,
like, okay, I can make fun of myself. Schefter has not turned that, so I think Schefter still takes himself super, super seriously, like you said, Dave. That workout, he was giving 100% and like not making fun of himself. He was really going for it.
I didn't see, and sticking with ESPN, Clayton got John Clayton released. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Sucks.
It seems like, and they've reversed because ESPN, I don't know what they're doing because this is the type of thing, the way they've done some guys, he could be back like 2 days later. Like they're releasing guys, then re-signing them. It's tough to tell what's going on over there.
Yeah.
There's French tennis players in the news, like Maxime Sasumpin. I don't know what his name is. Maxime is his first name.
That's so French. French tennis player.
Ranked like 220th or something. He got a free entry into the French Open, a wild card entry. He lost. He's given an interview after. He looked awful happy for a guy who lost, by the way. Happy-go-lucky. And he's trying to kiss the cute French reporter. Eventually went in, saw a boob grab during the interview.
Ooh.
He has been banned from the French Open. I couldn't understand if they just meant they banned him. It has to be for life because he was already out of the tournament. What do we have on this dude?
This is one of those things where it's the boob grab a little too much.
I didn't realize it was a boob grab.
Yeah, but the kissing, that's a very French thing, isn't it?
Well, that's what I was going to say. There, I didn't want to get myself in trouble on this rundown because what's going on. But that play is in France.
Right, the French kiss.
You move into a very different category, I think, with the boob grab.
Yes. Yeah, no, yeah. That's.
Kiss plays.
No, but.
By the way, not this. I met a girl. Kentucky Derby, who never had met her, and did the air kiss as she was an American.
The double cheek?
And I was like, I was blown away. I didn't know how to react to it. I was like, it was one of those things, almost the same story I told today. I don't know if you saw her blog, probably didn't. At the bar, walking out, and I think this is the kid's thing, he gave me a Jose Offerman rated rookie card and didn't say anything. I have no idea.
Just pulled it out of his pocket.
Some kid
did?
Just gave it in a shield, in one of those like card things, didn't say a word. Like, I went home, put it on my desk. Every day I saw it, I'm like, it grew on me. Like, what was that move?
That's a message. He's in your head.
Somebody sent me an Instagram account, and it's just the same card and like a million different pictures that he hands out.
Weird.
That's a wild move.
Yeah,
that is very weird.
Yeah, it is.
So you can get in contact with him through this Instagram account?
I think so.
Wait, where was this?
What?
Where was this?
I was leaving a bar at 1:30 in the morning. Goes, hey, Perez. Yep, just... walked over, gave it to me, and walked away.
I don't think I would take that card. I'd be like, Jose, I feel like I don't know what's going on here.
Jose Offerman, rated rookie, in a card shield.
Strong. That's
crazy.
Is a
crazy card.
Weird
player. Weird player to give out cards.
This is like the kid who, when you were down at the Masters, who printed his resume on his shirt.
Anything to stand out a little bit.
Yeah, and but this seems to be his thing. I'm sure I've missed something, but what is going on with your jewelry?
Oh, yeah, I got bracelets now. I'm a bracelet guy. They're supposed to give you energy, and I got the Fitbit.
Energy.
Yeah. I don't know if
what is going on with
your jewelry. I've turned the page. I don't know if you can tell that I'm not obviously going to the gym. So I'm deciding instead of not going to the gym, I'm going to start getting big into junk science. So, you know, like those old, like the
medical, copper
things. Yeah, I'm going to get one of those. Yeah, yeah.
I got all kinds of things that you put on your feet. Yeah, the knee braces.
I got everything. I got everything.
Those get annoying. Those get annoying to wear after a while.
Yeah. You've worn the energy bracelets?
No, I just don't like bracelets in general. I generally go.
But you realize I'm like working out right now.
Can I get some energy? Yeah,
that's fair. Summer Dave generally goes with a rope bracelet.
Ooh.
And then cuts it off at the end of the summer.
Ooh.
I had that
fashionable
last year.
Too.
Feeling more energetic already.
It just keeps you like going. I'm big. Let's just say 2017, year of junk science for me. So if you have junk science, send it to me.
Okay. I'm more on the fashion GIMP double cobra. That may be rocking a little bit. double cobra. That's a stitch.
GIMP.
That's a fucking.
Holy shit.
I'm on the fashion GIMP double cobra. I did cobra. Not.
If you had been like, what are the chances GIMP gets set on this rundown?
Dude, GIMP is the truth. They still
I know it is.
They
but
still
that
do
is
that.
A wild.
They still do that at summer camps. Dude.
Yeah, you get the two
cobra.
Different colors.
Yeah, just, double cobra was.
I could only do the box stitch.
Yeah, that's
I could never get graduate from box stitch.
If you can do double cobra, you
Yo,
run the
I got to be honest, I don't know what you guys are talking
it's
about.
Like
you don't know what GIMP
plastic,
is?
No. They're plastic
GIMP is,
strings,
is
basically.
The number one summer wristband accessory at every summer
camp.
Oh,
I just make little things out of it.
It's a camp thing.
No, it's just I would
I mean,
make
it's
things.
An American.
GIMP.
GIMP.
No, you were about GIMP. No, it isn't. GIMP is like
GIMP. I have no idea GIMP. What GIMP is or a double cobra.
You double cobra.
Just say
give me that fucking bracelet back. Fuck you.
Double
it's not
cobra.
Funny anymore.
Can I get a picture of it or something?
Double
yeah,
cobra.
Yeah, I'll get you a picture. GIMP. You know what GIMP is?
I mean, I might, but I don't know what
there we go.
The term is.
Is that double cobra
there
stitch over there?
That's a sick ass stitch.
And what is that?
What stitch is that?
Give us another one. Give us another picture of GIMP.
I don't know what that is.
Double cobra, look it up. It's like the creme de la creme of GIMP stitches.
GIMP, what a callback.
The rundown.
How we went from French guy molesting a chick to GIMP.
That's the Barstool difference.
That is. That's, I don't think that's ever been done in the history of anything.
What, double cobra?
Yeah, look at that. That's the box stitch. Is that double cobra?
No, that's not box.
See, I never
that's,
made it
that's
into
not
bracelets.
Box.
I just made it.
Oh, look at double cobra. Double cobra is a savage stitch.
Yeah. That's fucking legit.
Oh my god.
It's awesome. You're telling me that's not an awesome
bracelets. I would just make little.
What, and you sit there and like fucking.
Yeah you
it's
make
like,
it and
like
you
like
wear
needle,
it and then
like
if
cool
you're walking
sewing.
Down
like
with a double cobra,
no,
all
no,
the
you
bitches
do
are like,
hands.
Look at that guy.
We gotta get some GIMP in this office.
GIMP is awesome.
We gotta get some. Cole,
there'll be GIMP in the Barstool store by the end of the week.
Yeah, Barstool GIMP.
Spreads the box. Code, they should throw GIMP in Spreads the boxes. Use a promo code RUNDOWN, you get 25% off.
Oh shit, look at that spiral one over there.
A little 25%, that could be double cobra.
Oh my god.
25% off, spreads the box, simplifies the shopping experience. A new box is shipped out every month containing 5 to 6 products, socks, ties, cufflinks, sunglasses, shave products, more. Wouldn't be surprised if GIMP landed in there soon. Subscriptions start at $25 a month. You're guaranteed to have $100 of value. So again, great deal, because you're only spending 25, you get at least 100. All those little accessories you always need to look good, feel good, all that, in the spreads of box, a little bit of everything. 25% off, use the code RUNDOWN. Again, you get 25% off the spreads of box. We get some spreads of boxes up in here.
I need some GIMP. I'm looking now at that computer.
GIMP's awesome.
Look at that.
It's gonna be, you know what?
That
it's no longer the summer of junk science. It's gonna be the summer of GIMP.
Yeah, junk science might have just gotten.
GIMP.
I also want to bring back the Diablos, the
yes.
Chinese
oh, yeah,
yo-yos.
Yeah.
And
our
the
ceiling.
Basically,
you just want to basically.
Everything
just,
camp kids do is like pretty fun.
Yeah.
Because camp is overrated.
Summertime.
Yes.
It's hot as balls in here. We might as well
Big
be doing
time.
Some Chinese yo-yo.
Pouring sweat.
Ooh, Foursquare would be fun. I mean, we do everything here.
Oh, Foursquare.
Do it all.
Angry fan. I invented that move. They're probably still playing at camps. It's like when you can a fan can jump into the mix. You can't touch the ball, but you can yell at people. They didn't know what happened. There's so many camp stories.
It was wild.
So many camp stories. Me and McShay were both camp counselors.
We need to get GIMP.
That's when you and those guys beat each other up.
Yeah, no, we both had third grade camps, and my best kickball player.
You know the story?
Fucking no. Slugged his best player in the face. I saw it in like the head camp. They're like, what happened? I was like, I didn't see nothing.
Oh, you did the principal, or not the principal. What was the story? The volleyball story.
That's high school. Yeah. That's Mr. Biggs. That's a different story for a different time. But it was like that. It was the third grade, and my kid literally slugged his guy.
Snitches get stitches.
I just didn't see nothing. Me and McShay had an intense Yankees-Red Sox-type kickball rivalry. World fame rankings from ESPN. Speaking of ESPN, big ESPN day. So this is obviously kind of clickbaity, kind of boring, but they listed their top 100 fame athletes. Number one was the soccer player. What's his name?
Ronaldo.
Two was Braun.
Yep.
Brady was 21. There's no way Kevin Durant is ahead of Tom Brady, right?
Dude, but you forget China. China loves basketball. Like, I thought the same thing as you. My instant reaction when I saw that blog, I was like, how is the NFL not higher? But soccer and basketball,
I can live with
that.
But I think Brady is
world.
An absolute aberration. Yeah, yeah. The Giselle connection.
When we do these things, I always think of like the mom test, where it's like if you ask your mom who this athlete was, would she know?
But that's
Tom Brady's at the top of that list. My mom wouldn't know Kevin Durant.
But you're
is.
Saying
she
that's
know
not
Cam
the
Newton
test
is.
Because it's worldwide.
But doesn't Brazil have a Brazilian
that,
people
but,
too?
Yeah, they love basketball too.
Yeah, but Giselle's like,
Tom Brady, I thought should have been more like 10, 11. I thought 21 was obviously way too far.
Like,
but
then Tom Brady still has to be the number one football player.
Yes, oh, right. He is. Yeah, yeah. But top 10, I
what
understand.
About
yeah, that's another one.
But
all right, the
you
fucking
know,
Europe.
You know what the biggest one was, though? There's no way Phil Mickelson's more famous
that
than Tiger Woods.
Weird. That one was weird.
I don't think any of the golfers really, aside from Tiger, should be in the level.
Yeah, you can argue where a golfer, but how is Tiger not the number
but
one
then
golfer?
You remember they go play in like Dubai and all this shit? Like, that's... That's the difference between
the
NFL,
weird countries.
Right? Like all these, Kobe sells like a billion jerseys in China every year still.
Right.
Like so, there's
was
that
it only active? Like is Jordan still on that list?
No, it's only active. Okay. So the only problem I had, I thought Tom Brady should have been a little higher, and I agree with you, Dave. The Phil Mickelson was bizarre.
There's just no way to explain. Phil Mickelson is not more famous than Tiger Woods.
Right.
It's not even. That's not up for discussion.
Basketball and soccer heavy top 10 makes sense worldwide.
I'll agree with that. The only thing I'll also say about Brady is if I'm understanding. They're like, it's endorsements, and Brady is very selective. So
right.
He's not like
plastered
pouring himself
place,
out.
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. does like Astro Martin?
Astrid?
Aston.
What was
Aston
Kevin Durant?
Martin. Like 8 or something.
That has to be the China thing, because otherwise
I don't think it makes sense.
That's
it.
The
Chinese love Steph Curry's like a god.
I don't even think Durant's ahead of Steph Curry.
Where were baseball players?
I was just going to say, was there any
baseball player?
Baseball players.
I mean, who would it
pump.
Be? Harper? Would he be your
Harper,
lead guy?
Harper, Trout, but like.
And I think Harper is way more than Trout.
Yeah, yes. Which is crazy because Trout's like going to be the best
maybe
player of all time,
but,
right?
But he's wallpaper.
Yeah,
whereas
I know.
Trout,
it's just, and he plays for the Angels.
Yeah, and yeah. This last one, the softball player, I think from Texas A&M, they do this drag bunt thing, takes a softball pitch, fastball right in the face. Looks like she's going to be like out, gets up and starts celebrating like she just hit a game winning homer. Kind of had to respect it, I think.
Absolutely. She could play for my team any day, man.
Yeah.
I'm watching the Mets every day. I'm like, I'm always thinking, lean into one. Just get on base. You guys stink. You can run up and just put your face out there. And then, I mean, she didn't miss a beat.
No. She did miss a beat. Like, she went down.
But she popped right up and stayed in that game. Terminator.
I'd like to see the camera angle of her getting to first base, because I feel like that was one of those delayed, like, oh, I'm really fucking hurt.
Right.
That happens a lot, the instant get-up reaction.
Right.
So that's a rundown. Post-show, we did have a bunch of stuff. I don't know how much we want to go into it. People are up my ass a little bit. I deleted the Chris Spags, the Rihanna blog. I kind of wrote it. My point, which I remain with that, is like there's two subjects for us, which you write them and you know it's like, you just know people are going to latch onto them.
Mm-hmm.
Calling a chick fat is certainly one of them. And there's different times. I've done it a million times with Ashley Graham. But she's also like a swimsuit model, that's her thing, as opposed to just walking down the street, and anything rape culture because of the size 6. Those two, 1,000%, it's like it wasn't worth it. It wasn't a battle I wanted to fight. So, you know, people, and I think it was going viral no matter there. I guess there's a school of thought that you could say deleting it.
No, it was way past that.
Way past it. So, yeah, it's just like one of those things, like, is this really... As we get bigger, we have so many more writers, and it's like a little harder to control everything that's going out. It's like not one of those things that I want to be fucked. You either have to defend it or you're going to get rid of it. And I didn't want to fucking fight this battle on something that I didn't feel is really
worth
fighting.
You've done this before. That's the thing that I think like there's selective memory here. You have done this move before. I'm pretty sure you deleted one of Nate's blogs before.
What well, was Nate about wrote the, one, right?
Well, you wrote the Stuart like, Scott.
Nate just wrote like Jew as like.
Oh
a
yeah, that's right.
No
yeah, he was like, he's like, how about this Jew
like,
Zuckerberg?
That Jew Zuckerberg. Yeah, yeah. Exactly what
like, why'd you do that, Nate? Why'd you put Jew in the headlines? Did like, I don't know.
You called me on the phone for that one. That's when you know it's bad. It's like, yeah. Dave doesn't talk to you for 6 months unless something happens.
I was trying to,
he called me.
You didn't have an answer either. You're like, I don't know.
It was like, I don't know. I just threw that word in there and it was just like, it was completely irrelevant to the story and everything. Right. I was like, yeah, that was pretty dumb, Dave. Yeah, my bad.
And it got picked up somewhere. It's like, someone had an article, Barstool Sports calls Mark Zuckerberg a Jew for no reason.
Yeah.
As look as like,
yeah, they did.
They got a point.
Yeah.
They got a point. Yeah. It's like, we did it.
And so when you called me, you're like, what was your reason? I was like, yeah, you know.
And I've seen a lot of people be like, oh, you pussy, you'll never take things down. I was saying that when I was the only one writing, so it's like a little easier to like back what I'm saying. And I mean, I did eventually take Brady down too, granted the cops threatened to like interfere with my taxes and shit, but
didn't Nate you have another blog? Like, this happened before.
Nate went through a streak where everything you were writing
was the Flyers, the Stuart Scott, that was a tweet when the Flyers owner
but
died.
But that was the same, Dave said the same thing. It's got to be like,
I get
why people are upset. And I understand it because there's this whole, like, you know, Barstool's changing. And, yeah, we are changing a little bit, but you have done this before. There is
sometimes you swing and miss, though. That's, like, sometimes you do that.
And it's more so, it's like, that was obviously, that's just what people, so the people who hate us, that's what they're going to latch on to.
Right,
and we're trying to do deals with big companies. It's like, it's just something you don't want to have to fucking talk about in meetings for what? Just out of some principle, so that was.
You can also set your clock to a good old-fashioned internet pile-on on Barstool.
Yeah.
It's like when once we go like 3 or 4 months and no one said anything, it's like boom, that one's gonna go viral. Everyone's like, oh, right. I hate Barstool Sports. It's the worst place on earth.
And the thought was maybe we can prevent that pile-on and wait because it's coming anyways, and at least one that it's like we feel strongly about being like, well, no, we're fine with this one. We'll go to battle for it. So. And then Samir Khalif, that fucking rat-ass bitch, that fucking pimple-faced fuck who was writing blogs, like, in his dorm room trying to get my attention, and then has turned into this holier-than-thou scumbag who's the worst writer on the internet for Univision, and he comes over the top. I will say this. The stupidest guy, there's so many really hideous pictures of me out there. He picked a picture as the headline that I love of myself. It's Italian Dave, straight back from Italy, with a scarf on, shades, hair looks great. That's how stupid Samir Khalif is, that when he's doing a takedown piece, he doesn't find the ugliest picture of me alive.
Yeah, he should have been doing the Fat Dave giving fat money
Dave.
To
There's
the kids.
There's a million pictures. There's one gross
Dave
my nose.
Picture. Come
There's
on.
A million.
The nose your, shadow.
Yeah, like
so many good
There's
ones.
A thousand pictures that I do not want on the front page of Univision, and he fucking picks like a picture where girls are gonna be sliding into my DMs, being like, who is that guy who talks about fat chicks? So like, I'm in on that picture and in on him doing that.
Yeah, it's just the woke bros. It always, I mean, this is the new internet.
Yeah, that's so lame to be like an original stoolie and then flip.
Well, and know, by like, the way, you got it worse. I mean, they can say whatever you have.
Yeah, I mean, that was,
he has a tweet.
Kevin's,
says,
I would
what,
kill
all the
myself.
Jews kill themselves.
Yeah.
No, that's tough.
Yeah. That one just tough. Stuck out
no,
there.
No, what's not fair is that the original tweet that I quote tweeted was deleted, so we can't even figure out why I was saying that.
So we can't.
Don't
say that you're not anti-Semitic. Let's go. I mean, it's funny, but.
I've been like grandfathered in. It's like you. It's like the knuckleball. Like I'm allowed to still throw that junk on the internet.
It's like when a super old person like is just called like Japanese Japs because they went through
like
World
like,
War II. It's like,
and also that's you can have one racist guy and Kevin is our guy.
Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
No offense to trick plays, but
And also I hate that Deadspin like you guys made your money off posting like dick pics and Adrian Delario posted a chick possibly getting raped. Like, let's not pretend that those things just didn't happen.
We have a long history of not publishing things that we had access to, that Deadspin had access to, that they published because they have no morals. And by the way, Delorio will openly admit that.
Yeah.
He'll be like, I'm a lot meaner, a lot scummier than you guys were. No,
that's
shit.
The shit I can't stand. The evolved, like, woke bros that pretend that, like, 5 years ago they weren't, like...
I, I could throw, I said it, I could throw a handful of peanuts at Samir Khalif and be like, come work for me and I'll give you actually like your own debt. He'd be over in 2 seconds. That kid fucking has nothing, no future, no nothing, Samir Khalif. What a fucking punk that kid is. And then the basketball game, that's also been in the news.
Yes.
So what Texas turned, first of all, so you guys showed up.
To unpack this, it'll take another run.
Yeah, but yeah, so we showed up. Yes.
The only thing I'm going to say from everything I've heard, I'd much rather be on Texas team because I wouldn't have wanted to show up and not, I wouldn't have wanted to show up and not play.
Chippewa forfeit. Oh, Tex, where you at, Tex? Tex, where you at? There's no one else in the gym. Looks like we won.
That seems like a big time commitment.
No, we practiced.
I'm not a huge practice.
Yeah,
guy.
We're not. Dave, you've seen us play. Not a very good team. So we're like, we have an hour of free gym time. Why not just show up, rattle Tex's cage, which he like basically assaulted like 4 employees this morning. So I'd say we sufficiently rattled this. He threw a donut at Nate's face.
The elevator door opened for me, and he was screaming at YP, pushing him while YP just continued to film him. Trent went into security guard mode and picked him up and was like, all right, that's enough.
He went Kanye on TMZ camera on YP. He just started attacking his camera. So I think it's rattled. And I said this story on Barstool Radio,
that's
Dave.
That's great footage.
He was just going at him.
Dude, what are you doing, man?
Hyping him up.
What is this?
You really want to fucking do this, huh?
Another pushing match.
So I think he's rattled. Dave, you...
He's crazy.
The second that email got sent out being like, the game is being rescheduled so that we can live stream it, I didn't think for a second that we wouldn't show up to at least... Like, if they showed up, we would have played them right then. And if they didn't show up, we get a forfeit and we get to practice. Why wouldn't we do that? I said that it's like the story when we were in Chicago and the Blackhawks beat the Bruins. You had to wear all the Patrick Kane pads. And we left Greg Olson's kickball tournament and we were in the van. And you're like, if I were in your shoes, like I'd let me out of these pads for dinner so we could have a nice dinner. And I was like, fine, you can get out of the pads. And then you got out of them and you're like, you're such a sucker. I never would have let you. That's exactly what I did. Like, you can't, awesome. When it comes to content like that, never for a second did I think I wasn't going to show up to that gym. You would have done the same.
No, I don't know. 109, is that where it was?
Yeah, I mean, hop on the... Well, you don't take the train. It was like 20 minutes on the train.
I'd still be in traffic getting there and back.
Yes. It was far up there, but the train was easy.
Either way, Tex stole the dead fish.
Yeah, he's had a bad day.
I saw that.
Crushed in hands and shit.
He's had a bad day.
Fucking weird,
he's
man.
He's had a bad day.
He was running around telling everyone that they're going to burn with him. He's going to take us all down. He was challenging us
to a rugby or a football game. We're like, Tex, we have a basketball game scheduled.
Most of the time, I'd be like, Tex is a joke, but I know when we did the Rough and Rowdy in West Virginia, and he tried to shut the cameras off.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we're here for the cameras, Tex.
Dave,
so
I mean, he took a dead fish and, like, just walked around the streets of New York where no one could videotape him. That's pretty real. We're like, Tex, come back.
No, he's real. There's nothing about that.
He's crazy.
So that's the rundown. Anything else?
What happened in Nantucket? You just were stuck?
I was getting mixed. People kept saying JFK is having, like, construction, so they only have limited airspace. And they're like picking what airplanes can land. That makes no sense. But yeah, it was just.
Couldn't take a boat?
Not to New York.
Oh, you can't?
I guess, I don't know if it's running yet. At some point, you can. But it's Memorial Day weekend, so everything's kind of booked. So it just was rolling delays. It started at 1:30 and then went all the way to the plane just being totally canceled like 2 days in a row. And then today, I flew at 11 with no problem. It was me, Gaz, and like 3 people on a whole plane. There's a picture of me.
You paid for that extra row, right?
I'm a Mosaic member because I fly so much, so they put me there, but he made me look like I paid. I didn't know what the fuck. I thought, I got an email last night saying I wasn't going to be able to go home for like 2 days. I was going to have to ferry to Boston, car to train.
You need a private plane. What the hell?
I know.
Get that PJ.
At least a chopper.
Helicopter, PJ.
I actually that's almost could have done that. I had too much luggage. That shit doesn't fit on, like, a helicopter.
That's why you didn't get a helicopter?
Yeah, really. Blade. Like, I could have bladed it out. I was going to blade it out one night, and I couldn't get my luggage. I could have shipped it.
That's, yeah.
But Gaz is, He's something at that Fugawi, I'll tell you that.
This is his last Fugawi.
He says
this
that every year.
Brett Favre Fugawi.
He enjoys that.
That's his moment.
More than anybody
ever. He retires from his life.
Gaz has a lot of moments. He has his, like, buddies, you know, crawl. He's got many moments that come up.
He really,
weird like, snowmobiling
life. This weekend, I got my buddy's, you know, 32nd birthday party, the bar crawl.
He was trying to tell me we were doing the Saturday for the boys. He's like, you have to put it on and get on the bar and dance on the bar. And I'm like, I really don't want to do that, Paul.
Yeah.
And then before I could even finish the sentence, he was doing it.
Yeah.
He's like, I did it for you. He's like, you didn't do that for me. I saw you up there 10 times.
Yeah.
And only maybe for once did you have our shirt on. So, yeah, it's Gaz's moment. He loves that. And there's a lot of places going to Nantucket that maybe would be more age appropriate for me, but it's like he's like pretty dead set on doing the same exact minute to minute thing every day. And he doesn't tell you when he's leaving either. It's just like, where'd Paul go? He's like, oh, he's off to the next. He's something there.
And your boy Pat was something out in Indy. That was.
Oh, I can imagine.
I don't know how he survived. That crew, he was there for like 8 days.
Yeah.
And they were just, living it up. Their shows were awesome, and they were just chug a beer. I was like, Pat, I can't. Yeah, everyone's savage. Like, Big Cat, do you hate Pat? I was like, no, I just physically can't chug any more beers. it's pretty simple.
He's wild.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the rundown.